name is Gregory Brown. I live in Casa Yuna. My comment is about what I heard Alan Chertok say this morning about President Trump. You know, he's not the greatest guy in the world, I get that. But you said his policies were demonic, and I'm not quite sure that's not an overstatement.
Good morning. I'm listening to the roundtable again. Now, if Obama would have done the same thing what Trump has been doing, I don't think anybody would be all upset about it. At least you guys wouldn't be. So referring to the fact that Trump is like a pig, okay, after all, he's our president. Maybe we should have some respect to the presidency, that is, right? Just like you would expect to have respect for you.
Hi, my name's Tim Smith from New Paltz. Just a comment regarding one of your guests' suggestions that food, cooking, and cakes can be compared to works of art. I just think, like, when is the definition of art, the boundary, going to stop? I mean, cakes and cooking, great, wonderful, but they're not works of art. Works of art have a separate place in our culture. It requires a very different skill set to create works of art than to create a cake. It's not to belittle cakes at all. I think cakes are great, and they're wonderful, but they're not works of art. So can we just, like, make a distinct line between works of art and works of cooking?
My name is Deborah Marshall. I'm from South Hadley, Massachusetts. Earlier in today's show, someone used the comment that turning Sarah Huckabee away from the restaurant was like the civil rights movement. I beg to disagree, and I also say that that's very offensive for African-American people who suffered through that time and continue to suffer due to Jim Crow laws and comments like that.